Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Gratitude Gems Meditation. As we are in the week of Thanksgiving, this is a grateful Thanksgiving meditation. So if you can do so safely, sit back, gently close your eyes, and rest into this moment. Take a breath in and allowing your breath to calm yourself, become present in this moment, to become more peaceful, centered, calm. With another deep breath in and out. Take a moment now to feel a wave of relaxation flow from head to toe, relaxing your mind, relaxing your scalp, face, neck and shoulders, allowing that wave of relaxation to continue down through your torso, down your arms, through your fingertips, all feeling relaxed. Continue to allow that wave of relaxation flowing down through your abdomen, through your body, relaxing your breathing rate, feeling relaxed, settling in into your chair, allowing that wave of relaxation to extend through your lower back, hips, thighs, down through your knees, lower legs, all feeling relaxed. Feeling relaxed as that wave of relaxation flows from head to toe, as that energy of relaxation passes through your feet onto the floor. Feeling completely and totally relaxed now. Relaxing your mind, your mental processes, letting them slow down. Any thoughts that arise, the to-do list, things to do today, things to do next week, things that didn't happen yesterday, just let them slide by. The shopping list for the Thanksgiving meal, the invitations that need to go out, just let them float past like a passing cloud, knowing that you can return to them after this time of deeper communion with your soul. Yes, being grateful for taking this time out for yourself, for your best and highest good. For the more present you can be in the moment, the more present you can be with those you love. So now let's bring to mind our Thanksgiving, that in which we are grateful for, someone or something, or the event of having or hosting a Thanksgiving meal. bring that person, event, or people to mind. See it clearly in your mind's eye. Visualize to the detail. And now bring that image, that energy into your heart center. Feeling the love and the gratitude. Being grateful for the presence they are in your life. Those loved ones. Being grateful for being able to share with them. Feeling that gratitude and love grow and expand. Perhaps bringing a smile into your face. Yeah. With every beat of your heart, see, feel, and know that energy is pumping through your arteries and veins, throughout your torso, throughout your arms and legs, radiating with loving gratitude. Perhaps you feel your fingers and toes tingling with that radiant, loving energy. So let us now project that energy out as a gratitude radiator into our homes, workplace, cities, in our world. Let us see our Thanksgiving celebration now in our mind's eye. Let us see all the details going smoothly, the guests arriving safely, the meal being prepared with ease and grace, all those friends and family gathering with peace and love in everyone's heart. See the image with gratitude. Visualize in advance the perfect unfoldment of the day. Feel the love and the gratitude for every person in attendance. For when we project our energy forward, when we visualize and feel the feelings of success, feel the feelings of love, feel the feelings of gratitude, we imbibe that future event with the positive energy, with the love and gratitude, all of which help to shape the event to come. So let us bask in this glowing picture of our Thanksgiving through a moment of silence. That feels nice. What a pleasant scene. What pleasant feelings. So now let's move backward, or is it forward in time? To Tuesday. 2 days before Thanksgiving Day. Let's see all the preparations, all the shopping, all the chopping, all the preparations going smoothly, preparing lists of all the tasty ingredients needed, checking the recipes for what will be the best combination of flavors, checking the email addresses and the e-vites and the invites and the phone messages for all those friends and family scheduled and invited to attend. Some find this to be quite stressful, planning a large gathering. Well, let us now see it right. See all the events leading up to our grand Thanksgiving celebration. Let's see all the events going smoothly. That right and perfect people are able to attend. That their transportation is being arranged. That flights are on time. That lines at the airport move smoothly. That the packing is complete with all items needed, fitting easily into the luggage. And all the ingredients necessary for the fine meal are available at the store. All the shopping is completed. All the recipes have been chosen, and all the preparations have begun. As we prepare, we prepare completely, and we see, feel, and know. This will be a grateful day. So let us visualize a smooth planning and preparation process through a moment of silence. Yes, filling with gratitude. Let us come back into our heart centers. Let us find that seed of gratitude. That spark. That seed idea. That was the inspiration. For planning such a wonderful Thanksgiving experience. For through all the planning, all the preparation, all the enjoyment of the day, all comes back to heartfelt gratitude. For through our gratitude for our loved ones, we wish to prepare such a beautiful day. Through our gratitude for our friends and loved ones, we wish to share with them all of our abundance through a beautiful meal, through all of our gratitude for ourselves. We wish to give ourselves the gift of loving family and friends by bringing them together to share their loving presence. For through it all, gratitude is the common theme. Even through history, through the event that this day memorializes, a grateful feast for a bountiful harvest. Grateful for surviving yet another year as a colonial settlement. Where does your gratitude lie? And let's all find the gratitude in the day, in the preparation, for this is the reason for the season. So let's explore that, our gratitude, through a moment of silence. Yes, feeling gratitude. And you might say, I don't have the energy. You may say, my loved ones have passed away. You may say, no one has invited me. When we are centered on love and gratitude, the exterior events are all passing illusions. Focus on love and gratitude within your own heart. Be loving and grateful for the person that you are. Be grateful for your presence in this world. And if you are sharing this day by yourself, be grateful for the air that you breathe, for any of the food that you eat on Thanksgiving Day. Be grateful that it is there. For the reason for the season is the gratitude. How we express it is what makes it a beautiful day. If your expression is simply to volunteer and serve others, that is the perfect expression for you. If your expression of your gratitude is to say grace before dining alone, simply, by yourself. That is a beautiful expression. If your expression of gratitude is to share a meal with family and friends with love and gratitude, that is a perfect expression of love and gratitude. If your expression is to get to go to your job on Thanksgiving and serve others through whatever means is appropriate, then do so with love and gratitude on your heart. For this is the grounding force of Thanksgiving, being grateful and thankful for all the blessings that you have, big, small, however they express in your life. Gratitude is Thanksgiving. So as we reflect on all the ways that Thanksgiving can express on that day, know that every expression of it is perfect. Know that through gratitude and love, all is flowing in divine order. So let us give thanks. Thank you, God, for your loving expression of gratitude in me and through me, as I choose to be grateful in the coming days as we prepare for Thanksgiving Day. We choose to move through our days with love in our hearts and gratitude to all those we meet. We choose to feel, see, and know that our day will be perfect in your divine order expressing through us. We are grateful for the preparations that go with ease and grace. We are grateful for the safe travel. We are grateful for time with family and friends. We are grateful for all the blessings in our lives, as we express our gratitude early and often throughout this Thanksgiving season. For all your blessings, we say thank you, God, and amen. So now let us begin to bring this time of meditation to a close, bringing with us all those feelings of love and gratitude, collecting them in our heart center, knowing that we can return to them at any time. Any time in our busy day, simply taking a moment and dropping out of our mental bodies, our thinking nature, and dropping into our heart center, touching on the love and gratitude. So bringing this time of meditation to a close, begin to become more outwardly oriented. Visualize a grand staircase before you as you begin to climb the staircase one step at a time, becoming more awake, alert, alive, and enthusiastic and grateful with every step, feeling your body. Wiggle your fingers, wiggle your toes until you are fully awake. And when you are ready, open your eyes with a smile on your face and gratitude on your heart, and express your gratitude today with all that you meet. I'm grateful for sharing this. And look forward to sharing other meditations with you. You can find us on Facebook at The Grateful Universe, or Bodhi the Big Dog, or our sister site, The Achievement Process, at theachievementprocess.com. You can find information on gratitude and about achieving your heart's desires. So as Bodhi the Big Dog says, live big, no matter what size you are. Express your gratitude to all that you meet all the time. And enjoy your Thanksgiving season. Thank you, and have a grateful day.